Have you come away from this yet at this point where you can say, even for yourself, there's something on the other side?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. I think that we all have this, and I've, like you, you know, I've lost people that I was close to, as well as patients that I got to know on a personal level. And, of course, one is confronted with that question, and I think it's something that's fascinated humankind from the beginning of time. Scientifically, I think what we are discovering, essentially, is that the boundaries between life and death are being eroded more and more through resuscitation science. And so we don't, it's difficult to even tell, I mean, although we have a way that we define death, but it's really difficult to know now because we know that we can reverse death for a period of time. And so you could argue that actually a period of time after death is reversible. And so there is even some sort of, from a physical perspective, some sort of afterlife remaining. But essentially, in terms of the big question of, you know, is there something that remains of us, say, you know, for a long time or eternity, or I'm not sure really how long people perceive it to be. Of course, we don't yet know. But what has been discovered is that at least in the early stage of death, the period that we can study up to the first hour or so or more of death, the human mind and consciousness, that part that makes us into who we are, that gives us our personality, our every sort of aspect of what makes me into who I am and you into who you are, seems to continue to exist. And I think that's very significant to appreciate.
Tell us about this transformation that you see in some of these patients.
Well, it's very interesting because it's difficult to give a sort of one-size-fits-all approach to this. But in general, what I've noticed from people that I have interviewed myself, because as well as doing these prospective research studies into cardiac arrest patients, I also collected, like many other researchers, people's experiences from all over really. And I had more than 500 or so cases that I studied. And what I found is that essentially people's perception of life seems to change after they've come back, when they've had these near-death experiences, particularly if they've encountered a being of light. Somehow it seems to be that that whole experience, in particular that being of light, has affected them really significantly, such that they their value systems have changed. So they see life as more an opportunity to do good. They become more altruistic. They're less engaged in themselves. They're less selfish, less self-centered, more interested in helping family and community, less materialistic, essentially happier, more content people with what they have. And certainly less afraid of death. And in most cases, I'll be honest with you, not afraid of death at all. They seem to feel from their perspective that they've seen what death is like. They've seen that it wasn't unpleasant. And I'm just going to give a side note to that. Obviously not people, for example, who've tried to commit suicide or had some sort of traumatic suicide event, something, putting aside the exceptions. Sure. People who died out of natural causes seem to have found the experience to have been nothing to be afraid of. And in fact, in many cases, so pleasant that they ideally didn't want to come back. And so they're really not afraid of death at all. And it gives them a new perspective on life, which I find fascinating. And there are people who maybe started out without any kind of belief system, without having this approach, but having had the experience, they've changed and they've become transformed, at least from what I can say, in a much better way for themselves.
That is remarkable. And though I'm sure they don't want to die, they're not afraid to die anymore.
They're not afraid to die anymore, and that is a very important point to point out. And one other thing that I actually should just say here is that some people, of course, could argue that maybe the whole incident of actually dying or coming close to death and coming back to life could leave you with a profound impact. You know, of course, even if someone comes close to death but doesn't have an experience, you may expect them to be transformed by that. And what was found by a study carried out by the Dutch cardiologist, Dr. Pim van Lommel, was that essentially he studied all the patients in his hospital, or who have 10 hospitals, I should say, who'd had cardiac arrest, in other words, who died and who'd been brought back to life again. And although he did find some impact on those who didn't have an experience, those who had a near-death experience were significantly more transformed by their experience than those who didn't, suggesting that this transformation was something to do with the what we call the near-death experience, the experience they'd had, those encounters, rather than just the mere fact of having come close to death.
Sam, tell me about this light in the relatives that they see when they've crossed over. They seem to all come back to help their, you know, dearly departed one, their new one, and either to convince them to move back, get over there, get back in your body. Is the relative generally someone who is pretty close to them when they were alive for the moment?
Yes, generally it's someone that they have been close to, and usually it's someone who's passed away before them. So often it may be a mother or a father. It may, of course, be others that they were close to, but typically I found that it's often a parent who essentially seems to comfort them. And what's interesting is there is this other phenomena that you may be aware of, the deathbed visions, where hospital workers, say hospice workers, and it's different to a near-death experience, but essentially they've observed patients who are dying, who are not going to be revived in this case. These are not patients who are going to be resuscitated. These are just patients who have, let's say, terminal cancer and who are not supposed to be revived. But when they're in a hospice and they're dying, often people who work around them have noticed that in the 24 hours prior to their death, they seem to develop this sense of lucidity where they are encountering beings of light.
Do they sort of being?
And often it seems to be their relatives. My own wife, actually, her aunt died a number of years ago, and she tells me that she saw her, and she suddenly said to her family who were by her bedside, and she hadn't spoken for days, suddenly said, "Don't worry, they're all here." And so it's interesting, when you talk to people, often people have come across, you know, their own loved ones who've had this experience, and it seems to be relatives who come to comfort people through the process of death.
Do they ever come across something evil, like the devil, instead of, you know, one of their loved ones?
In the research that I have done, I have never come across this. You know, as I said, I've personally interviewed hundreds of people who had near-death experience, as well as carrying out research into people who objectively have died in cardiac arrest. There are some reports where people have reported so-called negative near-death experience. Those are much more difficult to study because they're much rarer. And as I mentioned earlier in our conversation, the whole concept of what is a near-death, what is near-death from a biomedical perspective, is very difficult to quantify. And so, of course, we know that when people are ill for any reason in hospital and they're given drugs or various other compounds, they can have all kinds of experiences. And then, of course, what you have is someone who reports, you know, 10 years later that I had a negative near-death experience and I'm sure I had it. But it's almost impossible in every case to determine what was really happening to them. So there are reports of people who have, you know, persecutory type of experiences where they may describe, you know, I don't know, rats, snakes, something negative happening to them. But as I said, these are simply anecdotes and it's very difficult to know whether they really were close to death or not. In the studies that have been, there are five published scientific articles and studies that have looked at patients in cardiac arrest, those who objectively have died, and none of them have reported these so-called near-death type of experiences. So I think the field is open. We obviously need to do much more research, and there are very few researchers out there who are working in this field. But in those objective prospective studies, we've never come across them.
And they don't talk about a heaven or hell or anything like that?
Well, that is a very interesting question you ask, because obviously we, i.e. those of us who haven't died, are, to a greater or lesser extent, are brought up with concepts of a heaven or a hell, whether some people believe in them or not, but at least we've all heard about it to some extent. What is interesting about these people who have near-death experience is that their experiences don't seem to mimic, to a large extent, what we are taught about what should happen when we die. For example, if you think about it, religious teaching doesn't tell us, traditionally, about having a near-death experience. In other words, it doesn't tell you that when you die, you're going to go through, say, a tunnel, see a bright light, you may see deceased relatives. It doesn't seem to follow that whole thing. So they describe essentially what they, as I've described before, what they experience. They don't necessarily talk about it in the sense of heaven or hell.